I'm the Carolina Weather Group's James Brierton. Three big weather stories for you on this Monday. Tropical Depression 3 has formed. The Polk Fire continues to burn in Brunswick County, North Carolina, and a flash flood risk across both North and South Carolina, something to monitor for all of us. Let's start in the tropics, where as of 11 a.m. Monday, the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Depression 3. It's forecast to strengthen and move across the Lesser Antilles as a hurricane on Thursday and Friday, bringing a risk of flooding from heavy rain and hurricane-force winds and dangerous storm surge waves. The forecast still too early and too uncertain to know exactly where and when it will be much beyond Saturday, when it'll be somewhere near Puerto Rico as a hurricane. Whether it curves up into the Atlantic Ocean and becomes a play for the East Coast or continues into the Gulf, we'll have to watch to determine. Right now, computer models and human forecasters still have all those options still in play. Let's talk about the Carolinas, where we have a flash flood risk for much of the Carolinas throughout this week. We are forecast to see between 4 and 8 inches of rain, whether you're in North Carolina or South Carolina, as heavy rain on and off throughout the week will increase the chance of seeing flooding along creeks, streams, low-lying areas, and even a risk of mudslides if you're watching or listening to us from the foothills or the mountains of western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina. The week won't be a complete washout, but clouds and rain will be with us throughout the next few days, bringing this risk of flooding along with it. We'll keep a close eye on that. And if you're listening to us from that Wilmington, North Carolina area, Brunswick County, the Polk Road Fire, now 10% contained inside the Green Swamp Nature Preserve. 15,741 acres are currently burning. That's the latest from the North Carolina Forest Service, which says it has 80 total personnel on scene continuing to combat this fire, which is also going to have to now manage both those thunderstorms and the risk of flooding rains throughout the week. And we'll continue to monitor that both here on our audio podcast feed as well as the Carolina Weather Group YouTube. That's one of the places you can get real-time warnings from us on the Carolina Weather Group. I'm James Brierton. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for joining me for this brief audio update.